Good afternoon again. I'm John Wilson, and it's my privilege and honor to chair this last session of what's been a remarkably fine program so far, entitled Southerners and Others. In 1975, God smiled on me and sent me to Hillsdale College. In the fall of that year, just a few weeks after I'd arrived, the college hosted a Center for Constructive Alternatives seminar on Russell Kirk's then new book, The Roots of American Order. Russell himself, of course, was part of that program, as was a young professor from Denison University by the name of Bill Dennis, and of course also a very large Texan. Mel utterly captivated our students, and he utterly captivated this unashamed Yankee patriot you see standing before you. Mel was fascinated, as a matter of fact, by my Yankee lineage, and he questioned me about it. At one point when we were just being introduced, he said, did you have any people in the late unpleasantness? I told him that there were four Wilson brothers in the 111th New York, simple farming people from the Finger Lakes country. And I could see Mel's memory, that incredible, prodigious memory kick in. There were several New York regiments, he said, at Chickamauga. And on the second day, and his voice trailed off, and then he turned to me and put out his hand formally and said, "Sir, our families have met before." I think that Mel would relish the fact that this very last session of a tribal gathering assembled to honor him relates directly to his southernness, his own southern patriotism. And that on this panel are two of his Confederate friends and proteges, and two of his admiring Yankee friends. Samuel Francis is a native of Tennessee, educated at Johns Hopkins and University of North Carolina, which awarded him a PhD in history. He worked for the Heritage Foundation for several years and for Senator John East, and has written for the Washington Times since 1986. Sam is currently a staff columnist there, and his column is syndicated nationally. He's the author of several books and about a zillion essays, I think, by now. When I asked him to serve on this panel, he said very quietly and very simply, "I would be honored." Please welcome Sam Francis.